Heather Camp is the Minnesota Reading Corps member who works with students at Sawtooth Elementary School. Heather, what is Reading Corps?
The Minnesota Reading Corps is a program that is part of AmeriCorps, which is considered the domestic peace corps. And what I am doing at Sawtooth Elementary is I'm a literacy tutor, which means I'm working with students kindergarten through third grade, just helping them get up to their reading level for their grade.
Well, and you're currently working with Lorelei Livingston's third grade class on a service learning project. And you brought a couple of students with you. We have Seth Kemp and Will Ramberg. And as I understand it, a community need is identified, and then the students work toward meeting that need while they're also learning about it. And in this case, the Grand Marais Senior Center wants a Nintendo Wii. Heather, what is a Wii, and why do the seniors want one?
The Nintendo Wii is an interactive video game. I personally have not used one before, but everyone who has loves them. You don't sit down in front of the TV. It's very active. You are up, moving around, making the game work. And the reason the Senior Center wants a Wii is the fact that it's not only a way for the seniors to get exercise when it's icy outside. They can play golf, tennis, and bowl on it. But it's also a tool for socialization and more intergenerational interactions.
Okay, now before I have you guys tell me exactly how you do that, because I'm assuming both of you young men have played that or worked with a Wii, just let's talk first about how you're going to raise money to get one of these for the Senior Center.
We're going to read, and we're going to try to get up to 10,000 minutes in February.
And we all have to read 20 extra minutes a day.
So this is outside of what you read during the class. This is kind of like, what, extracurricular reading? This is on your own, like at home, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That's a lot of reading. 10,000 minutes. How many kids are in the class?
17.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not going to try to do the math on that one. But now, you both have played this. How does it work? I mean, if I want to play tennis or something like that, how do I do that on a... Is there a TV set or something here? What is it?
Yeah, you have to press one player or two player, and it can go up to four player, and you have to get the remotes, and you have to the first person serves.
Seth, have you played this?
Yes.
Okay. What's your favorite one to play?
Probably tennis.
So you're basically playing tennis with a television set, is that? I mean, you're looking at the TV set when you're doing this. What do you use for a tennis racket?
Use the remotes and they make it into a tennis racket on the TV.
Oh, so you see the tennis racket on the screen and then you see the other guy's tennis racket and you play against it. I'm beginning to understand how this works. I can see why it's a lot of fun. Heather, is there a suggested donation level for this, or how much do these things cost? Let's put it that way.
The class is hoping to raise around $400. The basic Wii package is around $200, but we hope to buy additional remotes so that, say, you have several teams bowling against each other, everybody can have their own remote. And there might be some additional hardware or additional games that the Senior Center might want to purchase also.
Will, tell me now, the idea here is to get them to exercise? I mean, they're going to move around, right?
Yeah, and you just like, it's just like playing regular tennis, except you don't run around. You just, if the ball comes to you, you're supposed to hit it.
Well, it seems interesting to me that the Senior Center would want one. Heather, are other senior centers, do they have these?
Well, I have a great aunt who is 90 years old who has one at her assisted living community that she lives at, and she does not take any visitors during the Wii playing time. Because bowling is very important to her. It's very fun. She feels good that she can be physically active, but also understands new technology at that age. Communities and centers all over the United States are playing bowling leagues against each other because they can put their scores onto a website or onto the computer, and they can compare their scores with each other.
Well, that sounds great. When does this project kick off?
This project actually kicks off on Wednesday, February 3rd, when Ms. Livingston's class is going down to the Senior Center to have lunch, meet the seniors, and have Bev Green, the director of the Senior Center, talk to the class about why the Wii is important and why the seniors are so excited that this class is doing this project for them. There are pledge forms that should be out in the community by the end of the week. And there are also pledge forms that can be downloaded off the Cook County School website. It's really about the idea that it's a one-time pledge, and it really shows the students that you value them reading outside of school, but it also lets them know that you appreciate their effort to think of others and better our community through the service learning project.
We've been talking with Heather Kemp. We've been also talking with Will Ramberg and Seth Kemp, and we've been talking about the Minnesota Reading Corps project that is going to raise money for a Nintendo Wii program for the Grand Marais Senior Center.